Hi, I'm Utsav, a behavior researcher by training and a slow traveler by passion. Postcards from Nowhere is a travel podcast where I condense a decade of travel experiences and explore not just the where, but also the why and how to travel. My stories emerged from slow traveling the less explored parts of the world. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and even China. At the end of each story, I give practical tips and new ideas about how to travel better. This week, I take you to one of the most inhospitable and inaccessible places on earth, the Danakil Depression, and how it could hold the secrets of the cosmos. In 1950, in a lunchtime discussion at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, four scientists were discussing recent UFO reports and the possibility of faster-than-light travel. One of those, an Italian-American physicist, posed a simple question. If extraterrestrial aliens are common, why aren't they obvious? The physicist was none other than Enrico Fermi, the man who has been considered the architect of the nuclear age. His simple question came to be famously known as the Fermi paradox. 20 years before Fermi asked this question, a young European traveler by the name of Wilfred Thesiger attended the coronation of Haile Selassie in Addis Ababa at the emperor's personal invitation. Aged only 23, he became the first European to travel through the fabled Sultanate of Osa, a forbidding land where two Italian expeditions and an Egyptian army had previously been wiped out by the local tribesmen. But what could possibly be common between Fermi, a brilliant physicist who excelled both at theoretical and experimental physics, and Wilfred, who interestingly also went by the name of Mubarak bin London, and his uncle, Frederick Viscount Kempsford, was the Viceroy of India? The answer would probably delight Enrico Fermi. For in recent decades, a new branch of science has emerged which could resolve the Fermi paradox. Astrobiology. Simply put, astrobiologists make the Earth alien. They treat unusual environments on Earth, such as an incredibly dry desert, an acidic river system, or an extremely hot hydrothermal vent, as models for extraterrestrial ecologies. These environments are treated as surrogates for alternative worlds. What is truly remarkable, but little studied, is that hundreds of these analog sites have sprung up in the past decade or so all over the world, from the Atacama Desert to the Svalbard Islands, from Trinidad to Morocco. And yet, one of them stands out. A place which Mubarak bin London called the Hell on Earth. It sees some of the hottest temperatures on Earth going up to 50 degrees and lies 400 feet below sea level, the Danakil Depression in Ethiopia's Afar region. Because of its low elevation, it has been repeatedly flooded by the Red Sea, most recently about 30,000 years ago. After each incursion, the seawater evaporated, leaving behind thick layers of salt. Salt is the region's white gold and was a form of currency in Ethiopia until the 20th century. If you fly over it in an airplane, it may appear frozen and still as Arctic ice. But its timeless visage hides its true nature. Below the surface, Earth's rocky rind is ripping apart, and underground chambers of magma are fueling 12 active volcanoes, as well as steaming geysers, boiling cauldrons, and a fiery lake of lava. The exterior of the Danakil Depression looks surreal. Toxic chlorine and sulfur vapors clog the air, and giant mushrooms made of iron-rich salt cover the landscape. The groundwater is near boiling when it bubbles up through the Earth's crust, creating springs you absolutely would not want to bathe in. It's common to see dead insects and birds around the perimeter of Danakil's sulfur springs, which is likely caused by drinking the water or inhaling too much of the carbon dioxide rich air. It's also the reason the springs have been dubbed killer lakes. But the ultimate treat is for the eyes. The landscape is a mix of dazzling colors, yellow, orange, red, blue, and green, formed by the reaction of the salts with the minerals in the magma. I highly recommend you Google the place for its images. But the reason why this is a happy hunting ground for astrobiologists is that one day it could help them understand how life begins on planets. They come looking for what are called extremophiles, microbes who survive and live in extreme conditions. If they do discover them, they could sample, cultivate, and sequence enzymes and proteins from genetic material which has previously been untapped. They could conduct geochemical experiments and test the boundaries of life as we know it. But what makes the Nakhil Depression really special is that it's at the very heart of human civilization. It is the cradle of humanity. It's in this very region that Donald Johanson and his colleagues in 1974 found the famous Australopithecus fossil Lucy, which has been dated 3.2 million years old. They found other fossils of ancient hominins, prompting many paleontologists to propose that this area is where the human species first evolved. The place where we began is also the place which could hold the secrets of life outside of Earth. The sweep of time could uncover what it means to be human and what it could mean to be alien. The Nakhil Depression is one of the most inaccessible places in the world, and yet it could allow us to access the secrets of our cosmos. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IBM network. You can listen to us on the IBM Podcast app or ibmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IBM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Utsav Memory on Twitter and YBTravel42 on Instagram.